for the pleasure of their lordships, Shri Shri Radha Giridhari, Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra, Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled devotees, we will present a drama for Lord Jagannath and his dear devotee Taricha Mohapatra.
There was a Brahmana in Puri named Taricha Mohapatra. He was one of the pujaris of Lord Jagannatha and was very expert in all scriptures. He was always clean and very fixed in his sadhana. He was humble, sober and was very dear to all the devotees. He always fed poor people and was fond of hearing Krishna Katha. He was engaged the whole day from morning to night in the personal service of Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. These deities were everything to him. One day, the king came to Puri along with his entourage. When he entered the temple through the lion gate,
Taricha Mahapatra, Taricha Mahapatra, the king of Orissa is on his way to have darshan of Lord Jagannath.
Taricha Mahapatra rushes to the deity room to make sure the king receives proper darshan, but he saw that the deities were not wearing flower garlands. Usually, when the king comes to the temple, he would ask for Mahaprasada, garlands of the deities.
It is a great discredit for me that the king will not get prasad.
Maharaj ki jai! Maharaj ki jai! Maharaj ki jai! Maharaj ki jai!
Can I please have the garland prasad?
The king received the prasada with humility and devotion and then left for his palace. The flower garland was very beautiful. The king, while sitting on his throne, gazed upon the flower garland and suddenly found one long black hair.
This is very strange. How can this hair be in the garland? Jagannath has no hair on his head. This Brahmana must have taken the flower garland from his own head and put it on Lord Jagannath and then gave it to me, telling me it was the prasad of the Lord. Gods, tell Taricha Mahapatra to come here at once.
Yes, Maharaj. Taricha, the king has ordered you to come at once.
Oh, the king called for me. Okay, I will go. I wonder what the matter is.
Come now, we have no time to lose.
I found a hair in the garland of the Lord. Tell me, when did the Lord develop hair on his head? Tell me the truth, otherwise you will face death.
Lord, please protect me. I know this king is very strict. Who knows what kind of punishment he will give me? Better I lie and save myself from his punishment.
Yes! It is true. For some time, the Lord has been growing hair.
Is it so? Tomorrow morning, I will go to temple and you can show me personally that the Lord has grown hair on his head. If it's true, then all auspiciousness to you. But if you cannot show me hair on the Lord's head, then you will be thrown out of my country. You know very well how strict I am in punishing someone.
Oh my Lord, you are Bhavagrahi and I am very fallen. I committed such sin. I dare to put flowers from my head onto your head. For this offense, you can kill me. I have no objection, but I do not want to live and be punished by the king. You always take care of your devotee. That is why I have no fear. Better to take poison and die than to get caught by the king.
After saying this, Taricha closed the temple doors and went back to his residence. He kept one glass of poison next to his bed with a plan to drink it by the end of the night if the Lord did not arrange to protect him. he went to sleep expecting some miracle.
Oh Jagannath, see how your devotee sincerely praying, show some mercy on him and save him from the king's anger.
Yes Jagannath, you must always help your devotee. This devotee will give up his life if you don't help him.
Lord Jagannath understood the mind of his devotee. He came to the place where Talicha Mohapatra was sleeping. The Lord appeared to him in his dream and said to him,
Oh Talicha Mohapatra, why are you so scared? After serving me, you have nothing to fear. As long as I am at Neelachala, what can this king do to you? Even if 10 million king will come, they cannot harmful to you. Why are you so afraid of this king? Why do you think I don't have any hair? Am I bald-headed? Don't you see? I also hair on my head. Don't be fearful. Tomorrow we will go to temple. You can see I have so much hair on my head, which you can show to your king.
Mahapatra woke up and saw there was no one next to him.
Oh, was it really Jagannath Ji speaking to me? Or am I just imagining it? No, it must be Lord Jagannath Ji speaking to me.
He thought that the Lord must have given his mercy in the form of a dream. Long before the end of the night, he took his bath and went to the temple. He opened the door and looked at the Lord.
Oh Jagannath, you are so merciful to me. You have manifested long black hair, which is so beautiful. This hair is reaching up to your waist and even touching the Ratna Singhasan.
After seeing this, Mahapatra was very happy. Then he engaged himself in the service of the Lord. Now he was free from the fear of the king and his punishment.
Show me the hair on the head of the Lord.
What is there for me to show you? You just go near the Lord and see for yourself whether he has hair on his head or not.
How did you fix this hair on the Lord's head? Did you fix some hair with the help of glue? Or is the real hair that the Lord has grown?
You can check yourself whether it is false hair or real hair.
The king pulled a few of the hair from Jagannath's head. Immediately, blood started to flow from the Lord's scalp. When the king saw this, he fainted, falling to the ground.
Please save me. I am such a fool. I have now become a great offender of the Lord. How could I have known that the Lord has so much mercy upon you? Now I understand that the Lord is none different from his devotees. Any offense done to a devotee, the Lord accepts as if it has been done to him. I am the greatest fool.
You have no fault. This is the greatness of the Lord. He has forgiven my offenses and shown his mercy to me.
Oh my Lord! You can do anything. Your glories are unknown even to the devas. How can I understand your mood? Please excuse my offenses. You are equal to everyone. You have no enemy and no friend.